This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least three people lost their lives due to cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region today. Over 100 people were rescued after heavy rain triggered a flash flood in Dharamkund village in the district early this morning. 40 residential houses were damaged in the village due to violent weather condition in the region. Multiple vehicles were swept away in the flood caused by a stream overflowing. Vehicular movement along the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway is blocked due to landslides and mudslides following heavy rainfall. Talking to media persons, Deputy Traffic Inspector Javed Kataria said restoration work is underway, but is being hampered by adverse weather conditions. He said the rain continues along the national highway and advised commuters not to travel on the arterial road till the weather improved and the road cleared.
रेनिंग हुई है, उस वजह से लैंडस्लाइड आ गई है मल्टीपल प्लेसेस. मेन जो है हमारा सेरी में है, लैंडस्लाइड है, मडस्लाइड है, आगे चार पांच जगह और भी जो है पंथियाल में है, तो वो सारी जगह जो है वो बंद है. रोड जो है एक दो जगह से टूट चुकी है. पंथियाल में थोड़ा जो लिंक था ब्रिज का वो भी बह गया है, तो उस वजह से पूरी तरह से रोड जो है नेशनल हाईवे पूरी तरह से ब्लॉक है. जब तक ना वेदर ठीक होता तो ये हाईवे पे ट्रैवल जो है करना वो अवॉइड करें. जो ही हमारे पास क्लियरेंस होती है, अभी तो काम चल रहा है, बट लगता नहीं है कि शाम तक वो खुल पाएगा या कल तक भी खुल पाएगा, क्योंकि वेदर कंटिन्यूसली रेनिंग है.
रामबन डिस्ट्रिक्ट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन हैज रिलीज्ड इमरजेंसी कॉन्टेक्ट नंबर्स फॉर 24/7 हेल्प एट डिस्ट्रिक्ट कंट्रोल रूम 01998295500 एंड 01998266790. Meanwhile, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. The Union Minister, in a social media post, said he is in constant touch with the Deputy Commissioner of the district after Ramban region witnessed heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout last night. He lauded the district administration for timely and prompt action, which helped save several precious lives. He said every kind of relief, both financial and otherwise, is being provided. Talking to the social media, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister said they are in touch with the local administration to ensure immediate rescue efforts wherever needed. The Chief Minister informed that he will be reviewing restoration, relief and repair plans later in the day. In Ladakh, a rare late April snowfall has thrown normal life out of gear in Kargil, causing widespread damage to trees, property and power infrastructure. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning of potential avalanches and flash floods in vulnerable zones. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose will submit a report to the central government on his findings on the ground-level situations in the wake of the communal violence at Murshidabad. Talking to media persons after completing his tour of the troubled areas in Murshidabad district, the governor said that he will take up the incident with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has appealed to the people of the state to maintain peace and integrity following violence in the wake of protests against the Waqf Amendment Act. The Bharatiya Janata Party is launching a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, from today, to spread awareness about the benefits of Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the Amendment Act. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings on the occasion of Easter festival today. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. In another match, host Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings this evening at 7:30 p.m. in Wankhede Stadium. And that's the end of the news bulletin.